Singlefied. Wondered if I could have a word with you.
Oh, really? Can't you see I'm really busy right now? That young Venice boy, Sigmir, has messed up his library. It's completely out of order.
Well, it's just about those manuscripts you gave me.
Oh?
Well, the ones pertaining to Astaroth. It seems that the final few pages are missing.
Missing?
Yes, I'm sure I haven't misplaced them. I was wondering if you had them somewhere.
That damned Melanus. I swear. Melanus! Icon Sigil, if you wish to speak to me?
It's actually me who wishes to speak to you. I was wondering if you had the manuscripts from the damned caravan. Seems the last few pages are missing.
I may have lost them. What do you mean you may have lost them? Well, I'll find them. Don't worry. Amvidar, while you're here.
Yes, Melanus.
I was wondering, we should have a catch up sometime. Have a drink, you know. Share a cup of mead.
I'd like that very much.
I'll see you soon then. Don't worry, Amvidar. We'll have those papers over to you as soon as we can.
For those of you who didn't quite get the message I was trying to get across here, here's a very brief explanation. Without getting into too many details, the damned caravan finale is essentially on hold. It's going to be that way for an undetermined amount of time. Now, I know that might disappoint a lot of you, and believe me, I feel massively disappointed myself. I've held on for as long as I could, but at this stage, it's just dragged on for too long. This being said, I have a few announcements. First being, the podcast has hit over 100,000 downloads only a few days ago, which is absolutely fantastic. Secondly, and without a doubt the most important, this means that Season 2 will be coming much, much sooner. Also, as a way of apologising for the damn caravan's abrupt ending, keep listening to this for a few snippets of Aetheryn lore. Some of you may be familiar with it if you follow me on social media or on the Patreon. They're only short, but I hope you'll enjoy them. And as always, thanks for listening and remain vigilant.
Aetheryn lore. Screamer Hounds. These denizens of Bael'Goroth, much like their elder or greater counterparts, require a vessel to walk beyond their world. Through ritual sacrifice, a mortal is often exsanguinated prior to having their flesh removed. A more common practice entails flaying the victim alive, exhorting favor from Nezrumkar in performance of this vile act. With the musculature exposed, it is anointed with oils, and through the use of summoning rites, a lesser demon is given entry. Once residing within, the body changes form. The jaw becomes canine-esque, the teeth elongated, and the arms become forelegs, giving the appearance of that of a skinless hound. If the sight of these foul creatures was not disturbing enough, when gathered in packs, they emit a screech similar to that of a frightened child screaming in terror.
The Eye of Vulkos. Krelnir, first and most powerful of Herrick's necromancer council, was said to have removed his right eye during a dark ritual. Discarding his own, he replaced the orb with that of an Escuran demon, Vulkos. Known throughout time and legend as the Eye of Vulkos, the enchanted optic provides immense power to its wielder, not only in enhancing psychic power to heights far beyond that of the realm of mortals, but the ability to see into the demon world of Bael'Goroth itself.
Dreangon. In the wake of the collapsing Eridan Empire, many small nation-states and tribal communities arose from its ashes. Three such kingdoms included the Dre peoples of what is now Western Kalendor, the Iron Fork of the southwestern fringes, and the centrally located Wharton. After generations of warring, each ousting their rival neighbours and becoming rulers of their own lands, this triad of power formed steady alliances through marriage and trade, uniting through bonds of blood and reliance. Ultimately, Dreangorn came into being with the crowning of its first king, Eralcarus, who was said to be a fair but brutal ruler.
Long life to Eralcarus and to the people of Dreangorn!
Under his and his familial successors, the nation grew into a prosperous and powerful kingdom lasting near a millennia. Until finally, under the weight of religious fervor from Alantia in the west, Dreangorn was born anew, adopting the Galadoran faith as well as the new name, the name by which it is still known to this day, Kalimdor. Randak, the Black Star Greal. To worship the goddess Lunarin, one is often looking to the heavens for favour from the Mother of the Stars. One such man, a warrior of faith and piety, Randak Greal, was gifted a tear of Lunarin during a night of said prayer. To all outside of the faith, they would know the object as a meteorite, but to Randak and the faithful it was a sign, a calling from Lunarin herself. Having the ore from within the celestial gift forged into a morning star, Randak Greal took up the moniker of the Black Star, and through years of battle and devotion to his goddess, formed the Star Corps. These war priests protect and defend the faith from all who would think to harm its clergy, dealing out holy retribution to those foolish enough to blaspheme against the Star Mother.